Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Good morning. And as you can see, I'm not Dr. Pat, but I'm guest hosting for Dr. Pat today. And I'm Valerie Trujillo, and I'm with Love and Light with Crystal Blue Oracle, healing as a tribe and taking responsibility for it. And we're on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with me for the next hour as I talk about karma. Also tune in with me every second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Mountain, where I talk about some of the topics that help you heal and help you look at life differently and in a more profound way. Like I said, today I'm going to talk about karma. When people think of karma, most people think of punishment and reward. It is actually more about cause and effect. Positive and negatives are always in balance, and the world can't always be completely positive or completely negative. I used to think karma was more about cause and effect. And to an extent, I still do, because what we do in the now is still relevant to our karma. You need to hold on and think about this, because for a lot of people, it's going to be hard to swallow some of this information. But you came into this life already with karma. People don't understand that we've lived all past lives, many past lives. But we had to come into this lifetime without the knowledge of our past lives. Because if we did, especially if we remember the things that we did that were not so nice, not so kind, it would be too hard to handle, and we wouldn't be able to function. The veil of your memory is drawn just before you're born. And that veil for some people is thicker, and for others it's thinner, depending on the things that they've done throughout their lifetimes to clear their karma. So think about people who have gifts, who are not so frightened of the phenomenon going on now. The things like that I do, connecting to spirit. It's because I've worked in past lives on some of my karma. And then you have people who are very 3D, who don't work on their karma at all. And they're very about what you have, what you make, what you wear, what you drive. And their veil is very thick. Sorry, guys, that's the cat. Zuko. But to know that your veil is really, really thin, if not almost gone, when you're a prophet or a saint, when you have cleared your karma to the extent that the veil is almost gone and you can see everything. It's hard to understand some of these things, because in this 3D world, we weren't brought up that way. Society doesn't teach us about these things. They distract us with other things, because if they didn't and we knew the truth, we'd be trying to find our highest good all the time and trying to work out this karma. Our human consciousness is very limited. And it's limited by the role you perform in this current life and by the karma that you created in your previous lives. Your karma is the block between you and the higher planes. Because karma is energy. It's a thick energetic substance with a very low frequency of vibrations. And those low frequency vibrations are the veil that separates you from the higher planes. When I learned that, I was, holy smokes, I thought karma was just about being nice and being good to people. So you wouldn't create the karma. I didn't even think about, maybe 10 years ago, I didn't think about the fact that it was probably, or that it actually was from previous lives also, not just what I do here now. That's a big pill to swallow, to realize that you came from other lives. You worked through this karma through all these lives, and you're in this life now. And for some people, the veil is still very thick, like I said. But for some of us, like myself, it's getting thinner and thinner, and karma, like breathing, for me is very important. Not just by what I did in past lives that I'm not trying to work on now, but how it affects me now. There can be stuff in your life going on that you've never done anything wrong for, or an illness that you might have that you didn't cause and you were born with, or it just happened all of a sudden when you turned maybe 12, maybe 25, maybe 50. Those are a part of your karma too. Past life karma that happens. Some of the karma is something that you brought on from your actions at that time. And you're working through it now. It comes up into your life now so you can work on it. Because it's important to know that we can go back into our previous lives and forgive ourselves for the actions that we took. It's important to know that you can take action on the past too, not just now. And by your actions in the past and in the present, you've created this veil separating you from the real world of the divine, or God, or the creator, or I am, or whatever you call your higher consciousness. But just as is the creator's plan, everything in this world develops in an evolutionary way. So then you reach the next stage of ridding yourself of this karma. And as you rid yourself of karma, you rise to a higher level, a higher energetic level. I talk about vibrations a lot. We don't want to be lower vibrations. When you clear yourself of the trauma in your life too, that's working also on karma and living your life to the best that you can, the kindest way that you can, the most fair way that you can, is only going to help you with that karma. You need to understand your life is nothing else but a chain of situations in which you're given a chance to select one of two choices. I'll say that again. Your life is nothing else but a chain of situations in which you're always given a choice and a chance to make one of two choices. One of those choices will bring you closer to the divine, and the other one will estrange you from the divine. It's that simple. And people make it so complex, so hard, so impossible to achieve it. But it's based on our own merits, not somebody else's. All the multiplicity of life situations can be reduced down to this, these two choices in your life. People don't want to think of it as, oh, that can't be it. That can't be it. That's too simple. But it's too simple and it's so extremely hard. Because some people don't want to change that about themselves. They don't want to work on who they are. It's you've got to realize that your main task is still for you to overcome this limited state. So if you know the diagnosis, it's easier to find the correct treatment, right? That's why everything we do in this life is a way of overcoming your limited karmic state. It's actually not as complex as people want to make it, but we'll have to take a small break. And when we come back, I will talk more about karma, about how it affects us, how it is to clear it, why we need to clear it, and how it's for our highest good. I'll see you right back. Thank you.
Finder of Lost Things, exploring your superpowers of trust, healing, and transformation with me, Hannah Velton. When my brother Christian went missing, I completely denied my grief. We can either transform and transition, or we can stay stagnant. This podcast will uncover the process that Christian and I went on to find the lost things, him, and to find the parts of me that were missing. And there's things that are missing in you that prevent you from letting go, whether it's a person, a dream, a lifestyle. That process of trusting and finding the lost pieces and integrating them, that's where you get your sustainable transition that will carry on. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. You can find me at hannahvelton.online.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the Energy Paradigm each month on transformationtalkradio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit theenergyparadigm.com.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendars.
Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time slot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What?
Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and spirit walker Nicole. 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com.
Welcome back, and I'm Valerie Trujillo, and this is Love and Light with Crystal Pool Oracle, Healing as a Tribe, taking responsibility for it. And I'm guest hosting today for Dr. Pat. Today, we're talking about karma. And I just got done speaking about how karma is the veil that separates us from the divine. And that we've lived many lifetimes before bringing karma with us into this lifetime. And hopefully working through that karma so that our veils can be thinner and maybe possibly one day lifted. You never know. But again, I believe personally that our main task is to overcome this limited state that we dwell in because of our karma. I believe if you know the diagnosis, again, it's easier to find the correct treatment, the correct solution. And that's why I believe everything you do in this lifetime is in a way to help you overcome that karmic limited state. I personally believe this is actually the reason why we come down into this earth, why we are here. I believe that's the law of this world. There's a time when we had to make a choice to test ourselves as individuals. We were given the freedom to come down here. And in doing so, we were given freedom to perform our experiments with the divine energy. So we started experimenting with that divine energy on our own. And because of this, I believe we were given a personality, and our personality was given a mind, a stage of evolutionary development. But the mind, you know, has a quality of duality. Our mind has the opportunity to choose how to use its abilities. Every single human being has that ability to choose how to use your abilities. As a result of all the experiments that we've done with our minds, we began shrouding ourselves with a thicker and thicker karmic energies, creating this karma, of course. So we were using the divine energy in past lives that were not in harmony with the plan of God or the creator or the divine, but in accordance to the plan of our own minds, our own egos. Our activity in the lower physical world during millions and millions of years created the surrounding reality we're living in now. A lot of people are like, what? But I thought it was this. I thought it was this evolution. No, I truly believe what we're going through, we've all created too, with our low vibrations. We were allowed to experiment with that divine energy of our own free will. And now we're at a stage where we can return to our connection with the divine instead of staying in the illusion, because that's what really happened. We were plunged into the illusion in the first stage of those millions and millions of years of creating that karma. We have to understand too that while we work off our karma, we raise our vibrations. I said that earlier. We raise our vibrations, and by raising the vibrations of our own selves and clearing that karma, we also rise the vibrations of the entire world. And for some people, that might be hard to believe, but really, is it? The power of more than one like-minded person coming together with love, with positivity, with the vibrations that can change the world. We can do it. You got to remember, you can choose the right choice. And everything we do comes with two choices. And it's up to us to select the choice that's going to advance you to the divine. You have to remember, if you're having a hard time accepting this information, 3D is about what you wear, what you drive, how much money you have in the bank. It's not about that. This world, this life is not about that. Those are distractions to keep you from clearing your karma. Those are distractions to keep you in your ego. So the most important thing you have to do is have the ambition to overcome that limited state you dwell in because of your karma. That's why everything you do in this life is a way of overcoming your limited karmic state. I truly believe that's the purpose for us coming to the earth, so we can clear that karma. Think about it. You overcome yourselves. You overcome your human nature, which is about your ego, and get more divine qualities, returning step by step to the divine, where your souls have come into this world just to experiment. And the why, I don't know, but I just know that it is. It's important to remember that we don't have to make this complicated. And the 3D tries to make it complicated to distract us, to keep us from searching more. Because when we get to that point where we don't understand and things don't resonate, and we start looking for other answers, something that makes sense, you get to the point where you're going to have to work on those vibrations, work on that karmic state. A lot of things happen to us in this world now too. We're triggered because we hold on to things that don't work for our highest good. It's the same thing with karma. And I think about the good karma and the bad karma, raising our vibrations. I want to get rid of my karma. I want to work on my karma. So in my search, I was shown this site called Sirius-ENG.net, where they do the rosaries for karma and everything else. And it's with the 50 of the ascended masters. There's not only 50, but they used 50. And they gave information to a human being, and they used it to help reach the people. And I personally, I do those rosaries. It's important, especially for me, to do on the 23rd of every month. Excuse me. I do the rosary for karma. And you can do this rosary to lift your karma for the next month, or you can do it for a loved one or a friend, or you can do it for the entire world, for your community. It doesn't have to be one certain thing, but you have to pick one thing every single month. And it takes about an hour, but if you do them faithfully, you help restore not just your karma, but someone else's. And it's not just the actions that we take. We want it to be just the actions that we take to make it difficult. But the divine has created this so we can work on it, so we can have another way. So it's not just about actions, but actions that you do in honoring someone else, in helping someone else and guiding them just to work on their karma so they get enlightened. Again, you can bring a horse to water and you can't make him drink. We all know that. But you can plant a seed. And that's what it's all about. We want to plant seeds so people understand that they don't have to live in misery and in pain and in suffering, emotional, spiritual, physical, any of that. As we do our walk through this world, try not to be distracted by what you have, what you wear, where it's coming from. You understand that it's important to think of how we treat each other. Think of, well, do I want this coming back at me? I personally walk around like I have a camera on my shoulder. That the divine, that my guardian angels and guides, my ancestors are all watching everything I do, even when I'm alone. This is my way of holding myself accountable for what I do, what I say, what I feel. And I even have, thankfully, I'm blessed to have my children who also do the same thing. We're going to have to take a break now. You're listening to Love and Light with Crystal Blue Oracle, Healing as a Tribe, and Taking Responsibility for It. And we're on Transformation Talk Radio, and I'm guest hosting for Dr. Pat. We'll see you in just a minute, where we'll come back and talk more about karma. Thank you.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on transformationtalkradio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit carrienail.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly. all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
With Love and Light with Crystal Blue Oracle, healing as a tribe and taking responsibility for it. And we're on Transformation Talk Radio, and I'm Valerie Trujillo, and this is me guest hosting for Dr. Pat. I've been talking about karma. I talked about how we came into this karma, or into this life with karma from previous lifetimes. It's important to work on ourselves, not just for the sake of working on ourselves. I believe working on our karma will help get us closer to the divine, help us to be as healed as possible and live our best lives. I believe also that there's laws to this, laws that are relevant in this lifetime right now. There's the law of creation. It is said you attract what you are, not what you want. And you become what you see around you. That being said, you attract what you are. So like attracts like, correct? If you are pissed off, you're going to attract things that are going to piss you off. If you are suspicious, you're going to attract things that make you suspicious. If you're happy, you're going to attract things that make you happy. And what you see around you, what you become that you see around you, is what you are creating already in your mind and your soul of what you are feeling. And sometimes you, more than sometimes, you have to heal that in order not to, and to change that, I'm sorry, heal it and change it in order to live a better life, to live more gratefully. Because if you're grateful, you're going to attract more things that make you grateful. I would rather do that than be upset and sad and attract those things back to myself. So you can never undig yourself from that. And you can't blame anybody for that but yourself. You have to let things go. You have to work on them. The next law is called the law of humility. What you resist persists. If you resist healing, because you don't want to accept the fact that you have things that you need to heal, that you need to work on, you're only hurting yourself. Because those things are going to stick with you, and they're going to affect everything in your life. Being humble about it and saying, you know what, I'm not perfect. I'm not the Rock of Gibraltar. I'm not without mistakes in me, or without work that needs to be done. And then when I say mistakes in me, I said that wrong. Well, mistakes is the wrong word, because that means you did something. You made the wrong choice, and we do. But mistakes is a bad word. I don't like it. I think more like when you make a choice and it isn't for your higher good. That to me is better than saying it's a mistake, because we have that choice, and because it's a learning lesson, no matter which choice you make, right? It's a learning lesson. So to me, it can't be a mistake. It can't be a failure, because you grow from it. You learn from it. You learn what not to do anymore. You learn how to not make that same choice again. And in turn, you grow wiser. You create that wisdom because you've walked that walk. So you know what similar forms is going to keep you distracted and how to stay away from them. So again, what you resist persists. Work on it so it doesn't have to persist. Then we have the law of growth. Wherever you go, there you will be. And change your thoughts to positive ones. Again, the law of growth, learning the lesson. There are all these laws are connected. They go back to the same thing. Learning your lesson. Growing from that situation, growing from that lesson, because it's not saying you're stupid or you're a failure or you're not worth it. It's saying you've limited yourself by the way society has taught you to believe. You've limited yourself with that karma. So let's heal it. Let's work on it. Let's learn the lessons, thin that veil, get wiser, and become stronger in our spiritual growth. Then we have the law of connection. Everything is connected. Everything. The past, the present, and the future. They're all connected. If we walk around thinking they're not connected, and that everything you do now has nothing to do with or how it's going to affect your future, and it didn't come from something stemming from your past that you learned, you're wrong, because we get to where we are now at this very moment by all of our lifetime, of this lifetime situations, that where we have learned lessons, where we had situations. Everything is a situation and a choice. So everything brought you to where you are right now, and how you believe, how you think, how you feel. So you have to remember, it's all connected. Then we have the law of connection. Focus. I just talked about connection. You really can't think about two things at the same time. Believe me, I'm one of those people who used to think, I can multitask with the best of them. But truthfully, you can physically manipulate things at the same time, but focusing, you can't do that. When you focus on one thing, you take the focus off of the other. So you can't multitask. So you're constantly back and forth, like a ping pong. And it's important to know that don't put don't put barriers in front of yourself, because you want to do more than one thing at a time. It's more important to do one thing at a time and do it right and do it to the best of your ability than it is to do a handful of things and not be able to do any of them right. I tend to like to have my hands in a lot of things all at once. As an artist, I will have diamond painting here. I will have mandala painting here. I will have my working on my wands here. I will have working on my own paintings here, or working on my clicking sticks or rattles. Just, I have to pick one thing. I can't do all of them at once. because then they're all going to be, I will all have put less than my 100% in each one of them. So that's going to reflect on the work. So I have to make sure whatever I do, it's full of 100% of what I'm doing. So that's why I believe to have the law of focus is in this lifetime, whether you're an artist, whether you're a teacher, whether you're an electrician, whatever you're doing, even in your personal growth, you have to just focus on one thing at a time, one part of your healing. That's also too why your healing, I believe, takes on the impression of an onion. We have to peel one layer at a time, heal one thing at a time. We can't do it all at once. It's just not humanly, physically possible for us to do that. We could try and we'd probably fail at all of those things. So what lessons do we learn? How we really can't do that, and how we have to focus on one thing at a time so we can be successful. We can learn what works for us and what doesn't. I just want you to know that you can try and try, and it's going to be to your detriment because it's not going to work for you. You're listening to Love and Light with Crystal Blue Oracle, healing as a tribe and taking responsibility for it. And we're on Transformation Talk Radio, and I'm guest hosting for Dr. Pat. We'll be right back, and when we do, we'll continue talking more about this fascinating subject of karma. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things aren't calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Welcome to Light Body Wisdom with internationally known light body whisperer, Grace Holm. She will make you laugh and yawn as you release lifetimes of trauma and begin to feel much lighter. Your divine gifts may be activated, allowing you to weave light into the fabric of the world. Are you ready to be your own light and shine? For more information about Grace, visit gracegholm.com. That's gracegholm.com. Are you ready to let go of the I can'ts that are holding you down? Valerie Trujillo invites you to join her community on a mission to collectively heal as a tribe, where your vulnerability is heard and reciprocated. So tune in to Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle every second and fourth Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Valerie and her work, visit CrystalBlueOracle.com. Transition, simultaneously the most difficult and vital part of the human experience. Without change, how would we grow? Tune in to Grounding Into Your Radiance with Stacey Barber every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Step into your truth and allow the light into your life. For more information about Stacey and her services, visit StaceyBarber.com. That's Stacey, S-T-A-C-I-E, Barber.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendars. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time spot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. What? Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and spirit walker Nicole, 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com.
Take the power of essential oil healing to the next level with the Essential Light Insight Deck, containing 61 oracle cards. Each card holds a painting and message that captures the spirit of an essential oil. By drawing a card, you'll illuminate the spiritual healing capacity of plants and transform your day.
For more information about the Essential Light Insight Deck and Gen Reapa, visit Thriveology.com.
We're back on Dr. Pat's show, and this is guest host Valerie Trujillo, and we're doing my show, Love and Light with Crystal Blue Oracle, Healing as a Tribe and Taking Responsibility for It. And we're on Transformation Talk Radio. And I've been talking about the karmic laws. The next law that I want to be talking about is of giving and of hospitality. How do we demonstrate selflessness? Because demonstrating our selflessness shows our true intentions. It didn't dawn on me Friday that just passed that I was going to be talking about a situation that was going to talk to me specifically about myself as selflessness. I went to the bank on the way home to get money out. And like pretty much everybody, I think, I get the envelope, I take out the envelope, I read the receipt and make sure it's correct, and I count the money to make sure it's correct. Well, I did this, and the receipt was correct, but the amount of money I was given was more. And I'm like, well, I've worked with cash all my life, so the first thing I thought of was, just count it again, Valerie. You probably miscounted. You know how much sometimes money sticks together, or you just overcounted. So I counted it again. Got the same amount. So I take a deep breath, and I was uncomfortable. I'm like, I've got to count it again. And I counted it a third time, and it's still over. It still doesn't match. So I took a deep breath, and I said, okay, I'm going to give it back. I put the money in the envelope, the receipt in the envelope, sealed it back up, put it in the bank tube, and sent it back and called the clerk. And she's like, yes, how can I help you? I'm like, well, this is Valerie. We're not done yet. She goes, okay, what's wrong? And I said, I just sent the envelope back to you. She goes, you did? And I go, yeah. You'll see in there that the receipt is correct, but the amount of money isn't. You gave me more than what I wanted. She goes, oh my gosh, holy smokes. Well, let me take a look. I'll be right back. I said, okay. She comes back. She goes, oh, Valerie, you were right. I fixed it though, and everything should match now. And I said, okay, well, thank you. She says, God bless you. You didn't have to do that. I mean, you, and I'm like, no, I did. She's like, what do you mean? I says, well, I'm one of those people that I truly live by, if it's not mine, why am I going to take it? Those actions, and I didn't tell her this part, but those actions, taking that money, would have had repercussions on me, physically, emotionally, spiritually. I cannot do the work that I do and call myself a woman of integrity and take that money. I couldn't do it. Every atom in my body was tingling because I couldn't let myself do that, because I knew that it was the right decision, the right choice to give that money back. So I let her know, you know, it's all right. Don't worry about it. You have a great day. I didn't want you to have your drawer messed up because I knew it affected your job. She goes, well, thank you so much. And I went on my way home. It didn't dawn on me at the time that that would give me something to talk about during the show, that I needed to give you an example of how I personally demonstrate my selflessness. But it's true. It is so true. You have to live your life. And I personally do this, thinking about how it's going to affect other people. Because my getting something or somewhere is not going to be by stepping on other people's beliefs or their thoughts or their own integrity. I know it's hard. There's people out there that have no problem doing that. They have no moral compass. And I personally try to stay away from those kind of people. And Spirit protects me, so I don't come into contact with those people very much. The next law, though, is called the law of presence. One cannot be present if they're looking backwards into the past or forward into the future. We tend to get caught up in our past achievements and failures. I think one of the biggest reasons that we don't get over the past achievements or failures, especially failures, again, I don't like that word, is because we didn't look at it as a learning lesson. What did I learn from that? And sometimes also we live in our dreams of the future, and they hinder us from our potential in this time, in this present, in this now. You need to realize the steps you take now matter. The steps that you take in the future haven't come yet. And so much of what you do right now affects how you can make your steps in the future. So wouldn't it be smarter to think about taking care of the right now, the present, so that the future is more solid, is more stable? But not to focus on the future, focus on the now. Focus on what we have to do. Then we have the law of change. History repeats itself unless it's changed. Nothing changes unless you change it. Choice, chance, change. To correct your bad choices is not enough to merely just make up your mind. You have to take action. And if you don't take action, it won't happen. We have the law of patience and reward. Nothing of value is created without a patient mindset. You need to focus on the process itself. Don't compare yourself to others who are seemingly achieving more, because we all have different paths to follow, our separate paths to follow. And no one path is better than another. This is not about who gets there first, who does more first. It's not important to do that. It's important for your own growth, because this is not a race. When you don't fix your karma, it doesn't affect other people. It affects just you. When you don't work on that karma, nobody gets held back but you. Then we have the law of significance and inspiration. The best reward is one that contributes to the whole. The last law in this, or this last law and the first law, are similar. The first one focuses on the individual, while this last law focuses on the collective effects of actions. All of our intentions, all of our actions eventually contribute to society. Your action provides value to others. Buddha has this saying, and I think this is important. You harm yourself as dust thrown against the wind comes back to the thrower. You harm yourself as dust thrown against the wind comes back to the thrower. It's important to reflect on the fact that you make your decisions. Okay, I wanted to let everybody know that it was my honor to talk about karma today to help, hopefully help people with your experiences. If you want a healing or a reading, contact me at www.crystalblueoracle.com. I'll be at the Body Mind Spirit Expo in Colorado Springs on April 17th and 18th, and I'll be at the Bella Elissa Fair at the Adams County Fairgrounds and in Brighton on April 24th and 25th. I have stuff in May too, but that's too far ahead. I would like to thank everyone for being here and helping me. Next week, 2 weeks from now, the 13th of April, I will have my guests Dana Baggs and Grayson Sanchez, healers from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Have a great week. We'll see you soon. Lights go out and I can't be saved. Tides that I tried to swim against brought me down upon my knees. Oh, I beg and plead, singing. Come out of things unsaid. Shoot an apple off my head. And a trouble.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.